From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Torrential rain has been falling in northern Texas and southwestern Oklahoma. Some residents have been ordered to evacuate. The National Weather Service warns of potentially historic flooding. A judge in Wichita Falls, Texas, near the Oklahoma border, has issued an order urging residents of the city and surrounding county to evacuate if they live within a half mile of either side of the Wichita River. There have been peaceful protests in Cleveland today following a judge's ruling acquitting a police officer, Michael Brelow, in the deaths of two unarmed black motorists. The judge in the case said he could not say for sure that the fatal shots were fired by Brelow. Justice investigators are now poised to look at the case. ML Schulze from member station WKSU has details.
The Justice Department says it will assess the testimony and evidence in the month-long trial that ended with the acquittal of police officer Michael Brelow on voluntary manslaughter charges. A Cuyahoga County judge ruled that prosecutors failed to prove that Brelow was unreasonable and that his shots were the ones that actually killed Timothy Russell and Melissa Williams at the end of a massive police chase in November 2012. The Justice Department says the new review is separate from a civil rights investigation released in December that found a pattern of excessive use of force, poor training, and other problems with Cleveland police. For NPR News, I'm ML Schulze in Cleveland.
The UN says more than 55,000 people have fled a city in western Iraq that recently fell to so-called Islamic State militants. Susanna George reports thousands of Shia militiamen allied with the government are massing at a base outside the city.
Sunnis forced to flee their homes in Anbar speak to a local television channel accusing the government of abandoning them as ISIS stormed the city of Ramadi earlier this week. Most families who fled the fighting are now stuck on the outskirts of the Iraqi capital after the government tightened rules requiring people from Anbar to have a sponsor in order to enter Baghdad. Just outside Ramadi, Shia militiamen are helping Iraqi government troops stop ISIS advances. As recently as Friday, the group was continuing to seize territory along a key road linking Ramadi to the Iraqi capital, Baghdad. For NPR News, I'm Susanna George.
Ireland has become the first country to approve same-sex marriage in a popular national vote. 62% voted yes in Friday's referendum. Dermot Fleming of UTV in Ireland.
The result is very surprising, really, in terms of the scale of the yes vote. The polls had predicted that there would be a big margin, but many people felt that the people who might have considered voting no may have been not telling the pollsters of their actual voting intentions. So the scale of the vote, which was roughly about 60-40, is quite surprising.
19 other countries have legalized the practice, as have 37 U.S. states and the District of Columbia. This is NPR News. In San Salvador today, thousands attended a ceremony to beatify Roman Catholic Archbishop Oscar Romero, a first step toward sainthood. Romero was killed at Mass 35 years ago. Volunteers have been pitching in to help clean up after Tuesday's oil spill off the coast of Santa Barbara. But as Danielle Carson reports, Coast Guard officials say from now on, only trained responders and scientists will be allowed on the site.
Cleanup crews have removed more than 8,000 gallons of oil, still a fraction of what leaked from the ruptured pipe. Mike Sicardi, a UC Davis doctor of veterinary medicine, warns people who see an injured animal not to try and help.
The fact is that trying to capture oiled animals by people who don't have the training is dangerous both to the animal as well as to the people.
The company that owns the pipeline is no stranger to problems. It's been slapped with more than 100 safety and maintenance violations since 2006. It's picking up the tab for the cleanup costs. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Los Angeles.
A campaign against pollution is being waged tonight in Telluride, Colorado. Light pollution, that is. The Telluride Daily Planet reports the whole town is pitching in to an effort to turn off home and business lights so the public can get a better sense of the starry night sky. An astronomer and a photographer will be out at 3 a.m. local time to guide stargazers and shutterbugs. The town says it will turn off streetlights for an hour to contribute to the effort. At Telluride's altitude, city lights from other locations won't affect the view. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.